Listeners, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Let me ask you a question. You remember back in 70s, 80s, maybe 60s, 50s? Remember when guys were the primary bread earner of a family? And they'd come home, they'd pay the bills, and they'd give the wife money for various tasks. Go shopping. But also, honey, I want a new pair of shoes. I need a new dress. The kids need this and that. And the guy would kind of take care of that. Or some guys would just come home, give their wife the paycheck, and she would handle things around the house. What would happen, do you think, whether back then or today, more importantly today, what would happen if a woman was not earning, she was staying home, forced to stay home with the kids, he was the only bread earner, and he came home, he paid the bills like he needed to, but he wouldn't give her any extra money. He wouldn't give her a penny extra, not to go shopping, not to do anything, because she didn't do what he wanted her to do. He said, nope, you know what? I wanted you to do the dishes. I wanted you to cook for me. And you didn't do it. So no spending money for you. Or what about if she didn't cook something properly the way he wanted? And he said, you know what? That's it. We're just going to do beans and rice. And that's all I'm buying. That's all we're cooking. And you can't do anything about it because you're my wife. And you can't dare do this, that, and the other thing, or you're going to get punished. The outcry would be immense. Everybody would lose their minds if guys did this, right? So what happens when the roles are reversed a little bit and the woman says, you know what? You didn't do what I wanted you to do. You haven't done the chores, or I don't think you're being good enough at whatever. So I'm not gonna have any fun with you in the bedroom. I'm going to hold that aside until you do what I do. Now, here's the problem with that, okay? As a guy, what are your options here, okay? What are your options? A, all right, forget it then. We just won't fool around ever again because you're not going to hold this over my head. B, you know what? I'm going to step outside the marriage, but what happens if you get caught? You lose half of everything. Maybe lose your kids, you know, who knows? Or C, you give in. Got a story on here, and this kind of sums up my point pretty well. It's a question they ask here on Daily Mail. Would you go on a bedroom strike, meet four women who use the bedroom bands to make their husbands clean up and be better fathers to their children? You see, it's being used, and we talk about this all the time. It's either used as punishment, it's used as a reward. It's always used for something. Once you're in a relationship and you're hooked in. Now, if these guys were just dating casually or dating, they'd be like, peace out, I'm out, see ya, and they're done. But what if they were living with this person? Depending on how long you've been living, there's cohabitation rules in a lot of places. What if it's her place and you're just kind of staying there for a little while? You could bounce. But once you're a husband, and once you have kids, you're on the fish hook, man. They got you. So let's read down through this. It says, as a marital control, its power is indomitable. No wonder the bedroom strike, women refusing to have fun with their husbands to get their own way, has been used for a millennia. That's 1,000 years, and that's why we know it's true, because it's been around as old as time. Back in 411 BC, Greek dramatist Aristophanes wrote a play about women withholding marital favors until the war is ended. But it recently came back into focus when U.S. actress Alyssa Milano urged women to refuse intimacy to protest against new laws. My body, my choice laws. And this undoubtedly affected method is still being wielded in Britain's bedrooms. Samantha Brick spoke up to four wives who went on strike to find out why. It's empowering and keeps him on his toes. Oh boy, that doesn't sound controlling or manipulative at all. Again, reverse this role. Reverse this role. I don't let my wife spend my money or buy things she needs because it's empowering and it keeps her on her toes. Oh, are you kidding me? World would end. Maggie McKenzie, 38, is married to a financier and has a son, Zephyr, 15 months old. And there's the hook, man. She lives in Kensington, West London. She's 38 with a 15-month-old, and already she's starting to play the games. You see why we talk about, as things get a little bit a little bit later, more games come into play. When I was young, I was incredibly naive about a woman's power, beauty power. So my first bedroom strike in my mid-20s started off somewhat unwittingly. I've been a veggie eater only, believe it or not, that is one of the words I can't say, since I was a teenager and turned veggie eater only a few years ago. And until that point, I always dated fellow veggies. But then I met a meat-eating man and was completely smitten. Though I really liked him, I just couldn't square his diet with my personal values, and I almost found it impossible to be close with someone who smelled of meat. So, having slept with him once to prove just how good we were together, I told him if he wanted to forge something serious with me, including further fooling around, he had to give up meat. Though I hoped he would change his ways, I wasn't expecting him to, so I was shocked when he caved in after a fortnight and became veggie lover. Suddenly, I realized how much power I wielded. We went on to date for 5 years. In subsequent relationships, I used the bedroom strike to achieve everything from getting my home redecorated to letting loose with internet purchases. She basically became a pro. Toot. I don't have a problem with this or see it as manipulative. Well, I'm sure you don't, because you're the one that's doing it. It's a win-win. I'm happy, and he is satisfied. Yeah, finally, when he gives in to your whims. So basically, he's kind of, well, we called it pee-whipped, whoosh, right? That's been a joke as old as time. But this guy, what does he do? He either says, nope, no more. I think that's what I would do, honestly. I mean, I've been a monk now for like a year and a half, so, man, I got this under my belt. How you doing? Right? So I'd be like, okay, fine. And because you don't get to hold anything over my head. You don't get to threaten me and have me give in. That's just not going to happen. So I guess that would be the end of that during our marriage. And then I would go about setting up ways to financially secure myself, protect myself, and then I'm out. That's it. I'm out. But, you know, simp's going to simp. Even now, I'm happily married, mother of one. I'll regularly go on strikes just in order to get things I want. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Shocking. So he's in charge of all the bread. He brings home the finances to take care of everyone in the family, but you're still going to control him this way. What if he just said, I'm not bringing any checks home anymore. Pay all the bills. I'm going to buy stuff I want, but you can't have anything. You think that would fly? No. She'd file and blame him for some financial domestic thing. Who knows? So if he's dragging his heels on home modifications, such as ordering new wood burner, not getting back to me on wallpaper choices, or withholding the credit card, then I'll go and I'll hold it off. It always works. Boy, you must have married a winner. He's got money, but he's got no spine. So yeah, I'm sure you're real happy. Sounds like it, since it sounds like you're basically holding off like every 15 minutes whenever you want something. My most recent one was over a stunning overseas property I knew would be the perfect holiday home. I found a place in Antalya, Turkey, that's a steal, but he wasn't convinced. So I held off for a month. Now we've put on some offers, fingers crossed. I usually have to hold off for at least a fortnight, but the longest was 6 months. 6 months. I wanted to join him on a work posting overseas in Germany. He wasn't keen, and he said we'd just fly home every weekend. So in the months leading up to the move for his initial trips home, I withheld it. I don't have to read it. You get the idea, man. And that's, here you go. 38, mother of one. Bravo. But he's on the hook, and he's done now. And you can tell. I mean, if they're looking at like vacation homes, he's a financier. Yo, he's got some scratch to lose if he decides to step out. He's now imprisoned in his own life. He's imprisoned in his own life. You leave, you lose. Psh, half. Maybe you don't get to see your little one as often. You stay, you're manipulated. If you don't give in, you don't get any. The thing is, man, I think the way I do it's I'd be like, fine, I'm not going to give in, and we just won't do it. And then I'll be hitting like the web every night and going that direction. And then I'd be setting up something so I can make my escape that would protect me the best ways possible. Because you can't do that to somebody, man. That's so messed up. But again, when you start dating somebody long term, when you go to marry someone, you don't know they're going to do this. No one would marry into this, you see. No one walks into this and says, you know, she's kind of nuts and I know that I'm going to be taken advantage of and everything else, but let's hope for the best. No, people don't do that. They don't go, this is all quiet and on the down low, and the minute they got you hooked, done. Now let's read the next one here. Stay at home mom. Shocking. Stay-at-home mom Elisa Ali, 23, lives in Sutton, South London, with her partner, Sam Salomon. She didn't even take his last name. Elisa Ali with Sam Salomon. She didn't even take his last name. Can you say red flag? A civil servant and their 2-year-old son, Aiden. Son. I got a kid. Sam and I have been together for 4 years already. This dude's 24, so this started at 20 years old. And then people wonder why, when this ends, and he says, that's it, man, no more for me. No more. Uh-uh. Not when you get rolled over like this. No way. And people go, who hurt you? Ta-da! So Sam and I have been together 4 years, and it's always been the bedroom's always been very important. We do it every other day. We even do it after an argument. Hey, win-win. That's what I'm talking about. And they've been together 4 years, which means that's good, because usually it kind of falls off after. Holding out last year wasn't something I embarked upon lightly. Instead, it was the result of my deep frustration about what I viewed as a lack of communication in our family. He works long hours as a civil servant. I understand it's tiring, but the weekend, it seemed to me, he only thought of himself. Man, the guy's probably burned out if he's trying to support everyone. Instead of spending quality time with his family, he wanted to make those 48 hours all about him, having a lie-in, watching football, or going out by himself. Okay, so this is just a guess, okay? These are her words. But what would his words be? He's like, yeah, I'm having a lion watching football with my son. I think it's a boy, they said, right? Yeah, his 2-year-old son, right? So maybe he's sitting there playing with his toys while he watches the game. I don't know. I mean, this maybe he is exactly like she says, but I have a hard time just taking one side of this. But it wasn't what she wanted. That's the whole point. For 3 months, I kept telling it was important to spend time with me and Aiden, serve a good role model for his son. Finally, after a fraught argument, blah, blah, blah. I didn't tell him straight away. Instead, after he started complaining we weren't fooling around, I explained what I was doing. I wanted to spell out to him it was his actions had repercussions. Naturally, he was upset and even threw a strop, as children do. So he's a child because the things that you've been enjoying as a couple, you're now dangling over his head like a cat toy and telling him this is punishment because you're not doing what I say. But he's the child. Okay. Because I'd threatened to go on a hold off before, and I had always caved in. After his initial histrionics, he didn't take me seriously and kept trying. I miss it, but I never gave in because I wanted results. When I realized I was sticking to my guns, he became very annoyed, told me I was being childish and inconsiderate of him and his needs, which is very, very true. I stood my ground. Over the next 3 weeks, several rows ensued. Fourth weekend, something unprecedented happened. He organized a trip out at a play center for him and Aiden. Following weekend, he arranged for Aiden. He's changed to some degree, but I still have to remind him of the ban whenever he slips up. No. 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 You know, at his age at 24, man, I would do everything I could to make sure that little boy stayed in my life. And I do not use foul words here on my channel. But I would be out of there, and I would be doing everything I can to take care of that little man. And as I was walking out the door of that divorce court, she would be hearing every word in the English dictionary that was not supposed to be uttered until her ears melt. That's how upset I would be at this 24-year-old man being manipulated like this. But again, reverse this. Just reverse these roles, right? No way. No way. It would never. Let's see. Refusing it helped me learn to draw red lines in our relationship. Oh, that sounds positive. That's great. And I would do it again without hesitation. Look at the smile on his face. He's just kind of like, am I dead yet? Yeah, he looks real happy. There's something in his eyes. Her eyes are squinty a little bit, and the kid looks happy. There's something, like, it's like when people smile genuinely, they kind of, like, you see something in the eyes, he's just literally like this. Kill me now. Here's the next one. Pippa Vickers, 28. See, now, a lot of these are really young. They must be, maybe they're on female dating strategy and they're learning this crap. I don't know. Pippa Vickers, 28, is a secretarial team manager, lives in Orpington, Kent, with her fiance, 40, who's a mechanic. All right, so a mechanic. She's not bad looking. I mean, there's a 22-year-old, is that right? No, a 12-year difference between the two of them. And Albie, their one-year-old, hooked son. She says, I've always loved my job. I'll try to go a little faster here. I know I'm going a bit long here, but I want you guys to hear this craziness. I always loved my job, so when I'm maternity year, I found it hard. Though I adore my son, I missed the hubbub of office life. Being stuck at home opened my eyes to just how little my partner contributes towards the housework, and dare I say, how lazy I can be. Being stuck at home. This man's putting 40 or more hours wrenching as a mechanic, getting grease all over him, working, getting dirty. It may not be an air-conditioned shop. It may not be a heated shop. I don't know. Usually you're out of the elements, of course, but I've seen some mechanic shops. They don't have air conditioning blowing around them all day in some of these garages. These guys are sweaty. They're miserable. And then he comes home and you're like, will you help me do the dishes and will you vacuum the... Come on. Come on. Pull your weight. How much is he supposed... Okay, how much are you contributing to the bills? What's that? I'm sorry? Oh, zero? Then how much does he have to contribute to the housework? Half? Oh, that's a deal. You're a catch. Thanks. He works long hours. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Shocking. Seriously? He works long hours as a mechanic, and when we moved into our house, the first thing I sorted out was a laundry room with separate baskets for different washes, from colors to whites, blah, blah, blah. Yet every day he would come home and leave them either in the middle of the bathroom or kitchen floor, drove me mad. So this, that's not worth his entirety of his paycheck? Oh, I got that, honey. That's nothing? Really? It continued for 3 months until I saw red, and that was it. Turned it off. You need to do this with your laundry or no more. That night when he tried to make overtures, I looked in the eyes and said, no, you haven't moved your clothes after I asked you for the upteenth time, so you're not getting any for a week. You're grounded. Now go to your room with no dinner. She didn't say that. You know, I'm just saying. She just said, no, nothing, you're not getting any for a week. But, what's next? The spanking? Withholding? Is he not allowed to come to the dinner table? Does he have to sit in the corner for an hour and miss his favorite TV show? What are we doing here? Seriously? The man's working, you say yourself, he's working long, hard hours to pay for everything. You notice housewife mother. But the guy needs to do half of everything at the house as well as bringing the money? Pull your weight, ladies. I mean, come on. And again, not saying all women, but my God. I mean, imagine being hooked. Let's get on to the next one here. Yeah, he's got that 1,000-yard stare. He's just like, damn, I'm screwed. She says, Pippa and Lee are pictured with a baby, Albie. She says she has used the hold withholding method at least 10 times, ranging from 1 day to 3 weeks. Man, they wouldn't want to try to do that with me because I'm like a stone. I'm literally like on a year and a half. We'll see who gives in first. Your lawyer or my lawyer. I will be seeing what give in first. I won't lose that. Let's see. I think that's the last one. I thought they said four. Is that four? Yeah, it looks like that's four. So, you know, so many times, again, no one goes into a relationship going, this girl's crazy. Wow, and controlling, manipulative, and evil. I want to marry her. No one goes into one like that. No one starts a relationship like that. Things are good. Things are wonderful. She's sweet. She's funny. She's kind. She does awesome things for me. The fun over here is great every night, every other night. You know, she wants to stay at home with the kids and be a kind of traditional 50s mom. And that's everything. That's conservative. That's everything I've looked for and I've wanted for. Because a lot of you guys say, man, where can I find a kind of a conservative, like old, you know, is a traditional type thing still? They're all traditional women. These are all stay at home, take care of the kids. He brings home the paycheck. This is what you get. And now, because each one of these couples, you notice, okay, so 15-month-old kid, a 2-year-old son, like the baby's super young in this picture, so I don't remember the age they said here, but baby, and with her, that right here is theirs, baby. So what is it? I do. Baby. Done. Because they know if they leave, alimony, child support. They are now indentured servitude. That's it, man. They're done. So there you go, guys. I'll leave it here. I mean, I know what you guys are going to say in the comments. You're going to be pretty upset like I am. But this is, you know, this is one of the ways that you can be tricked, manipulated, fooled, hurt. And then what are your choices? Again, your choices is to never have any again, cave, step out and maybe get caught or, you know, file and then have to worry about your finances for the next 18 years. Or even if, am I going to be allowed to be a part of my kid's life? This is the laws. And that's why we say so many times, and when I say we, I mean myself and other YouTubers of my ilk will say, you can't, not with the way the laws are right now, not with the way you can get trapped, not with the way the court system's lined up right now, you can't get married. You just can't. You cannot. And you can't cohabitate up to a point to where you can be liable for something. Can't do it. You can't have a family like this. You can't. You cannot do this. You cannot, or you're done. You 20 years is when, you know, you get to be 30, or like this gentleman here, this Lee guy that was the last one, he's 40. And that baby's like maybe a year. He's done now until he's at least 60, almost 60, until that one, the child support would be done, or the kid's old enough that he could, man, that's at that point from 40 to 60, that's a third of your life. That's a third of your life. Whew, not me, man. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. Really appreciate it. Best way you can help me, like, comment, share, and subscribe. I'll leave it there, guys, but I'm telling you, you know, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And until the rules change, you can't play the game. Thank you.